Hi, honey. Did you have fun gaming with your friends? That's great. So, did you win the matches you had against them? Awesome. A win's great. I remember you saying it was going to be a tough fight. So, one of those small guard unit grenades was what took out Tim's giant bug monster you showed me? Wow. Then again, you've always been great at using small things. So, all these minis are your army? I haven't seen them all out of the box. There's more of them than I was expecting. You've spent so long these past couple of weeks painting all the miniatures, using those tiny little brushes to make sure every little detail is painted the right color. I suppose you've had to keep yourself busy somehow. While I'm off having fun of my own. Though the toys I play with are much larger than the ones you do. Except for that giant tank. I might break if a man was packing something that size. Oh, you want to know how things have gone for me tonight? My night was great. It was a boost to my confidence when all your friends gazed at me with lust in their eyes as I was heading out. I could hear those little comments of jealousy and lust your friends were making to each other. My vibrant red mini dress is amazing at showing off the curves of my body. And of course, the necklace with the small key. We know the secret meaning for that key, don't we? I headed out to Jenna's house, and Chrissy and Penny were already talking to her. Jen's been feeling bummed out since Vince broke up with her on Wednesday. He said she was too needy and that he wanted some space. After an hour or so of chatting, we convinced her that she was too good for him and to have some fun instead. After she got ready, we decided to head to that new club, Emerald, that opened up a month ago. The vibes of that place are so cool. It's my new favorite place to dance at. There's always plenty of attractive men and women eager to have a good time on and off the dance floor. And the DJs always choose the best types of songs that make you want to get out there and just move to the rhythm of the beat. We went to the bar first to get some drinks, and a pair of guys offered to buy our group some. Chrissy and Jenna hit it off with the pair immediately, but Penny and I wanted to do more than just chat, so we went to dance. Penny found a partner and a 20-year-old hanging out in the corner to dance with. She always did like having fun with the shy guys. Left alone, I danced with a couple of guys, but, didn't really vibe with them that much. I thought I wasn't going to have any fun that I had been hoping for, but then he came in. A person I haven't seen in years. Alex, my ex-boyfriend from my college days. He's handsome, charming, and still keeps the athletic build he had from when he was on the uni's lacrosse team. I met him first in my Chemistry 102 class. There was an instant connection between us. You could say there was chemistry. Things were great between us. I was a nervous, shy little college student, but he helped me break out of my shell. Soon I became the vivacious woman you met at Jenna's 23rd birthday party. I'm grateful to Alex for that. We had so much fun for the year and a half we were together. He always pushed for risky encounters. They were so exciting. I can remember them all so vividly. Having me get under the desk in the dorm study room and start sucking him off. Still gives me a little tingle thinking about having to briefly stop because the RA came by. Look at that blush. Getting turned on thinking about me with another man. Secretly giving him a hand job in the back row of class while the professor was doing his usual long-winded lecture for our archaeology class. And of course, my personal favorite, fucking me against the bookshelves of the third floor of the library. I can't believe how close we came to getting caught. The librarian was 3 shelves away, and he kept pounding into me, covering my mouth to muffle my moans. But he did not stop fucking me. I think I had one of the most intense orgasms of my life. He always knew how to keep me satisfied. You want to know why we broke up? One afternoon, I was planning to get into his dorm room, slip into a silk negligee, and wait for him to come home after classes. Unfortunately for me, when I opened the door, I caught Alex in bed with another woman. I was mad he cheated on me, so we broke up. At first, I never wanted to see him again, but after dating some men like you, I realized it would be selfish of me to keep a cock like his all to myself. More women need to know what satisfaction with a real man is like. With my past hang-ups buried, I strutted over to him and asked him to dance with me. It was wonderful dancing with him. Our bodies pressed close, hips moving to the rhythm of the beat. I could feel his pants grow tighter as the bulge within grew larger and larger. After 30 minutes or so of this, we got some drinks and headed over to an empty booth to talk. Alex wrapped his arm around me, pulled me in close, tilted my head, and then gave me a passionate kiss. He said that he had always looked fondly back on our times together. That our time together was some of the best he ever had, and he would love if we could spend one more night together. I replied with a kiss of my own, and told him we could go to my house. He got a little nervous and asked, "Aren't you married, though?" I laughed and retorted, "My husband certainly won't mind. He's a cuckold that gets a thrill out of watching me fuck other men." Encouraged by hearing that, he got us out of that booth and the club. And then we drove straight here. Alex had to take a phone call for his business, so he's finishing up with that. While he's doing that, I came in here to explain what's going to happen tonight. Ah, Alex, done with your call? Good. I'd hate for there to be any interruptions in our time together. Just you, me, and Cucky. I forgot the two of you haven't met. Let me introduce you. Alex, meet my cuckold husband. Hubby, meet my ex, who is going to give me pleasure in ways you've never accomplished. You're certainly getting a bit more handsy than before. Not that I'm complaining. Do you feel how hard my nipples are? Reminds me of those semesters in college between classes, where we were in the same building, we'd find a corner and make out. Having your hands over the curves of my body, me grinding my ass against your thick dick. Wanting to show my husband who I belong to tonight. Mm. Or maybe you're just as excited as I am to hook up with an old flame. But I'm getting tired of only doing foreplay. Why don't we head on over to the bedroom to really have fun? Now, darling, you remember the rules for our bedroom. Any time in here is focused around my pleasure, not yours. So I need you to take off your clothes and underwear so that I can put the chastity cage on you. I know, Alex, he's nowhere near as toned as you are. But he's cute and takes very good care of me in every way except sexually. And now you can see why he's unable to satisfy me. So much smaller than you. And as if being undersized wasn't a major issue, his stamina simply can't cut it for what I need. Such a one-pump chump. Going for as long as he could is only 1/6 of our marathon fuck sessions. I remember that one day we were supposed to have a quickie before our first class. We ended up going for 4 hours. I had to convince the biology professor to allow me to do an extension on the presentation due that day. Said I had a sore throat. Well, it's technically true, given how hard I was deep-throating your cock. But enough reminiscing. Honey, I want you to get closer so that I can lock up that little dicklet of yours. So many people wonder why I like to wear this key on a necklace when I go out. For me, it perfectly represents what I want out of a night. My husband locked up and squirming, watching me ride another man's dick. His shrimpy little thing unable to get any pleasure. A fitting punishment for being unable to give me any. But enough talking about that pinprick. I'd rather focus my attention on your magnificent cock. So why don't I get on my knees and take off your pants and boxers? Hello, my old friend. Why don't I give you a kiss? As a way of showing how glad I am to see you. I've missed you so much. Alex, you're just as big as I remember. My hands can't help but wrap themselves around the shaft and start stroking. See how girthy this penis is, darling? It's bigger than my wrist. This is the kind of cock that I deserve. One that's big and veiny. It's so much larger than yours, and it's not even completely hard. I must be losing my touch if my hand job hasn't gotten you completely ready by now. Or perhaps you don't have the right stimulation. As revealing as my dress is, perhaps it still covers a bit too much. Oh, Cucky, why don't you help me get this dress off? My hands are a little busy at the moment. There's a zipper in the back. The dress should be easy to take off me once it's unzipped. Thank you, darling. Good to know you're useful for something. thing. I can feel Alex's cock getting harder. Turned on by the sight of my curvy breasts and hard nipples? Or perhaps by the thought of my current partner prepping me to be used by you? You always did have such a strong competitive streak. Oh, you think I'm talking too much? Maybe I should, show you some other ways I can use my tongue. Thought you might prefer this instead. Remember all those little things you used to love when I gave you a blowjob? The little rolling motion I do right on the frenulum always drove you crazy. Darling, do you see how excited I am sucking a juicy, fat cock? Look how I'm pushing myself to take as much of the shaft in my mouth as I can. I'm only willing to give this type of oral attention to meaty dicks. Your little appetizer of a so-called cock can't even come close to filling my appetite. Alex is getting so forceful. His hands are on the back of my head, pushing me to go deeper. God, it turns me on so much. Fuck, I'm so horny. I need to get fucked by this cock. Why don't I bend over the bed? You always used to love fucking me doggy style. It always triggered your more dominant side. You loved spanking it if you thought I was getting bratty. I can feel the tip of your dickhead rubbing against the lips of my pussy. Do you see how wet I am for you? See that my pussy is aching to get fucked by your big hard cock. Stop teasing me with this foreplay and give me that dick. Shit. I'm sorry, master. Please forgive this slutty little hot wife. She was just eager to get fucked by you again. Oh, fuck. Elizabeth always did. Oh, fill me up so well. Love how you always start with these slow, methodical thrusts. Really gives me a chance to savor the entirety of your cock. Plus, it also gives you a chance to squeeze and caress my ass, feeling it jiggle every time you thrust in and out. As much as I love the tantric vibe we're doing right now, you want to go faster, don't you? I take it that's a yes. So big, thick, meaty. The thing I love about doggy is that it gives us both a view of my husband. Look at him, all locked up in that cage, pent up, not able to get any satisfaction from my pleasure. You know, there is something you can do, Cucky. Come here. I want you to lie right where my hands are. Oh, good boy. Now I'm going to place my hands on your chest and chin. Now suck on my fingers. Such a good cucky hubby. Can you feel the shift in my hands every time Alex thrusts into me? Oh, bounding me hard and deep in ways you never could. Oh, I love seeing the key for your cage bounce up and down against my chest, giving a tantalizing chance for release. You don't have to hold back, Alex. I've been fucking plenty of studs in front of my husband, so my pussy should be able to handle your full intensity. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God. Just stop. Show my husband how a real man fucks me. Fuck, that's great. Spank me harder. Yes. Thank you, sir. Show this slutty hot wife the dominance in a partner she's been craving. Alex. Oh, Alex, I'm getting close. How about you? Close too? Fuck me as hard as you can. Fuck yes! Oh, pound me as hard as you can. Just stop. I'm on the pill. Give me all your cum. Fill me up with a thick cream pie. Yeah, so close. Just a bit more. Need this. So much cum. Hey, you, Alex. That was amazing. I'm so glad we had a chance to do this. I think you're able to Do another round. Oh, your cell phone went off. A business emergency just came up and you have to leave right now? Such a shame. But you know our door is always open for you. Well, hubby, looks like we're alone. Did you enjoy our night? I love that eager nod. Why don't I unlock that cage? It was so great meeting up with Alex. He's such a great fuck. Better than the other guys we've had fun with. I'd love to have his thick cock inside me again. Speaking of inside me, Alex left a big cream pie. I want you to clean it up. So, move to the middle of the bed so I can straddle your face. Good boy. See all that cum leaking out of my pussy? I want you to lick it all up. That's it. Get that thick white load out of me. Look at how hard you're getting. Since you've been so obedient, I think you deserve a reward. Let me wrap my fingers around your cock. And just start stroking. Oh, good job with those broad licks. Lapping up as much cum as you can. Savor the taste. So thick and salty. That little whimper. It's been a while since I've given you release, hasn't it? But don't you dare come until I tell you to. I want my pussy completely clean. Understood? Good boy. That's it. Lap up every inch of my pussy. Feel as my hand slides up and down the length of your shaft. Slick from all the pre-cum you're leaking. Pump, pump, pump while you lick, lick, lick. All right, darling. I think you did a good job cleaning up. You've earned your reward. Melt for me. Oh, good boy. Now clean up your cum with this tissue and then climb into bed with me. I want to cuddle with you for the rest of the night. Thank you, darling, for making sure all my cravings are satisfied and being comfortable with me getting it when you're not able to provide it. I couldn't ask for a better partner.